because I can't walk the
x-ray. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Before we do a roll call, I just want to let everybody know that they double booked this room, so we've got to be out of here by 6:30. So we're going to kind of roll through things already. 30 minutes. So we're going to roll through things quickly. Some things are going to end up being tabled so that we can allow the next group to have the room. So with that, let's do a roll call.
Commissioner Madigan?
I'm here.
Commissioner Geary?
Here.
Commissioner Anderson?
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Excuse.
Commissioner Taggart?
Here.
And Supervisor Perez?
Absolutely. All righty. And with that, let's move on to item B, which is the approval of the summary proceedings from the March 15th regular meeting. I make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I second.
Any discussion, changes, corrections?
I'm here.
Okay. All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. On to the consent agenda. Correspondence filed with the commission. We have several items here.
I want to pull A, D, and E, but it looks like we won't be able to talk to them and talk about them this month, but I definitely want to.
I could comment on them if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. Now or later?
Right now.
I can do it right now.
Okay.
So on, I don't know what your specific concerns or questions are, but on correspondence A, that was a complaint and questions about cat hoarding and how the investigations were usually handled. Mm-hmm. And there was some correspondence back and forth with the person that wrote that email answer the questions.
A neighbor that's an elderly neighbor that has 40 cats.
Yes. And our field services division.
Was it in the city, was it?
No, it was in the county.
I actually know that.
But our field services division did look into it, and it was more of a public relations type call than it was a cat hoarding call.
Okay, so this person understands TNR options and stuff like that?
It was explained.
Okay.
You also had a question about D?
D and E. Because B and C are just duplicates in D and E. I'm on a lot of drugs in here. There's something about a dangerous dog.
Correct.
And that was your dangerous dog?
It was mine.
You're hearing.
Jerry?
Yeah, I'm going to toss this one to Jerry.
Is it resolved, or do we need to address it?
It's resolved, and one thing you should know after reading or before reading the correspondence, Chase Hunter was the person that sold insurance to the gentleman who was trying to get his dog back. She refused to provide anything that substantiated, A, whether or not a dog bite was covered, and B, how much medical liability there actually was. And I worked very closely with Mr. Camacho Lopez and his sister to get something from not Ms. Hunter, but from the issuing company, which was State Farm. And it took us 4 days, but we got proof. And so as a result of this, Commissioner Geary is modifying the typical order when insurance is ordered to specifically state certain requirements.
Okay. Isn't insurance one of the options that a hearing officer has?
It is. And
how it's worded.
We got significant lectures from Ms. Hunter about the fact that insurance as worded in the ordinance is unavailable. That's not true. So
I don't want to get in an insurance argument. Okay, I'm good.
So it's him.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Mr. Camacho Lopez picked up his dogs.
Yes.
He complied with the dangerous order in record time.
Okay.
And it's handled on my end too, that I will reward it.
Okay. Has been a problem forever. However, it looks like, according to the latest email, move. Is that correct?
No, that is not correct.
Bummer.
So, Commissioner Madigan, in animal services, probably not unlike law enforcement, we have frequent visits to frequent properties. for the same reasons usually. Obviously, when the conditions on property make it so that animals can be removed and seized and arrests can be made, that is done. But every now and again, you come onto property where people are just doing enough without breaking the law.
Yeah, I know.
And Ms. Bennett, in my opinion, meets that description. But just to give you some recent goings-on, to give you some clarity on the Bennett issue, there was a Facebook and social media thread that there was no property running to the water and that all the animals on property were dehydrated and dying. It was not the case. We made contact on Friday, and there was running water. And we made contact physically on property yesterday, and the dogs were relatively healthy.
Okay. The gentleman that wrote this email, he doesn't ring a bell with me, but it looks like he knows the history of the situation.
He's from the area.
Okay. But it looks like he's been in contact with Harley and some of the other people that we've already talked to. I know my name was mentioned in there because I stuck my nose in the middle of this when it first came up. However, I've been a mess. To be honest, I haven't checked my commission email, so if Carly has tried to contact me, I've dropped the ball. However, if they want to get together and make some proactive plans, which is what we wanted to do last time, where it wasn't just animal control solving the problem, but it was everybody taking some responsibility of the situation and solving the problem. I am more than happy to do what we did before and meet with these people and reiterate, you know, what needs to be done and where they need to go and what's animal services' responsibility and what's everybody else's responsibility. I think we could. I'd be happy to do that again. And we can talk afterwards about that.
So just to touch on a few things, Mr. Thames used to own one of the dogs that was on her property. Mr. Thames gave one of those dogs to Ms. Bennett. That's how the connection is there with Mr. Thames and Ms. Bennett. That's how he's involved.
Okay.
I would be more than happy to set that up for you if that is your wish. Like I said, we were out on property yesterday and all the animals are healthy. So
I'm not trying to get animal services to do anything else. I'm trying to get them to do some things. And I don't know if they follow the recommendations we made last time, because there was a huge list of recommendations of things that they could do, and mm-hmm. I don't know if any of them were followed up. So I'd be happy to do that. As long as I don't have to walk very far to get there.
Yeah, I don't know if they followed up. I do know that other agencies are involved.
Oh, that's good.
From other aspects.
What we recommended, okay.
But that was not enacted by them. Okay. It was kind of put on by us.
Okay, we'll talk about it afterwards because we've run out of time.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. Anything further?
Not on those.
Okay. Okay, so can we go ahead and get a motion to receive the comments? Questions, receive and clap. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right, on to B, public presentations. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes, and if I can remind everybody to please turn off their cell phones or put them on silent. First table? Second table? Third table? No, okay, well, I'll...
Nope, Sue.
Wait.
We got Sue.
Oh, there we go.
I'm not a table, but that took me a second. Okay, just a quick curtain name. Sue Bennett, Kern Humane Society. Through the month of April, we have paid out a little over $1,000 on medical bills for 307 animals, stay litter, and $2,800 of that was for emergency animal services injuries and illnesses. Basically, that's it. We wrote 270 vouchers during the month of April, paid for 305.
Thank you. Okay, any other public presentations? Okay, on to E, staff announcements and reports.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So just to highlight a few statistics from the month of March. The month of March saw 178 animals go to rescue. As I've said many, many times before, that continues. That usually stays about the same. That doesn't fluctuate too much. Our foster program continues to change and save lives. 101 animals entered foster care in the month of March. That is a little bit more than usual. It's about that time of year. Our TNR program is up to almost 5,200 cats that have been run through the track and release program since its inception in July of 2013. We held several vaccination clinics, March 4th in Lamont Park, which was a huge vaccination clinic. And then our Wednesday evening vaccination clinics have been going strong. We had a very big Wednesday evening vaccination clinic just this past Wednesday. Month of March saw 366 animals go to their new homes through adoptions. As of March 31st, 1,093 animals have been adopted. That's a little bit above where we were last year, so we're outperforming where we were last year, which is a good thing. In the month of March, we saw two cats go to adoptions from Petco locations. That's a little bit less than we're used to because we're facing a good problem. We don't have cats. We're still wondering when it's going to happen. But we didn't have any adoptable cats for either Petco location. But we're coming into some kittens now. So. The month of March, we did have a Find Your Lucky Charm adoption promotion. As I said, there was over 350 animals that were adopted in the month of March because of that promotion. I will let Mr. George expand on the volunteer numbers. Our field services handled 1,468 calls for service in the month of March. 13 dogs were returned to their owners in the field. 49 animals were secured on property by animal control officers in the month of March. And outside of that, the only other thing I wanted to touch on, as far as the director's report is concerned, is the euthanasia comparisons. So the month of February, or the month of January through February, euthanasia was decreased year over year by 17%. And then from January to March, end of March, it was decreased by 13% from the year before. So we're still making progress. A lot kind of remains to be seen once we get a look at what puppy and kitten season looked like this year. But it's always good to see those numbers trending in the right direction. And I can answer any questions.
I'm saving mine for my whole list. Is that okay? I'm going to talk fast.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, before we move on to the next item,
yes.
On item B, the approval of the summary proceedings, we found an error.
Oh.
I need your board to just adopt a change to that summary.
Okay.
If you would, please.
Sure.
Okay, I have to see it. This is on the last page, page 6 of 6. The next Animal Services Commission meeting is not going to be in 2016. It's going to be in 2017.
Got it. Okay.
So if I could get a motion to approve the change.
I'll make the motion for that change.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Good deal. All right. Jeff.
Good evening. Real quick, we had two orientations in March, brought in 18 new volunteers, puts us at 168. Our overall numbers for the month of March were 2,452 hours. That's all programs and work release, EDP. We also had some court-ordered volunteers that came in. Equals out to about 14 staff members for the month, and then also a savings of about $57,000, almost $58,000. The only other thing I wanted to touch on are two minor things. Last month I mentioned about the CSUB program that came out, and they're kind of learning the business as part of the psychology class they're taking. We have one student left that is finishing up her hour. She started a little bit later than the rest of them. When she finishes here in the next week or two, the group of eight students will complete 120 hours of time with us, and they got to learn a little bit faster than everybody else, all aspects of the kennel. But I put them through the dishes and the linen just like everybody else, but they got to go into the puppy room and see what happens there, and the cats. And they also got to spend a day with Dr. Arnold or Dr. Fleeman to learn, see the surgeries going on also, which is kind of neat. So they got a whole real different in our shelter.
What's psychology?
I think it's called the Animal Behaviors and Human Psychology. It's a newer program. It's only, this is the second semester it's running. And it is, basically it's kind of how animals react to how humans treat them. And they're supposed to learn how to take care of them in a shelter setting and then write a report about it. So, and they have to, and part of the syllabus is to work 15 hours at a shelter. So it's kind of neat. And I did a mini orientation at the school at the class level, and there's about 30 students, we got 8 of them, which is kind of cool. And then finally, National Volunteer Day is this coming Saturday from 10 until 2. We'd love to have everybody show up and come on out and see what, if you haven't been to our shelter especially, or haven't seen some of the nooks and crannies, we'd love to have you come out and take a tour with us and celebrate the day with us also. That's it. Any questions? Awesome. Thank you.
We're doing good. The report's over there. You can look at it. We are currently 80% expended, and we've got 3 more months. I'm not concerned about running out of funding this year for vouchers like we did last year, because we still have the trust fund money, and so we'll be able to continue doing spaying and surgeries when the $200,000 runs out. And then it'll start again in 2 months anyway. And we've been talking with the county administrative office, and they're doing everything in their power to get us the funding again. So we're not going to worry about it. We're moving forward, and it's doing good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, if I can have motions to receive and file reports.
I'll make
the
motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All righty. Item F. Mission announcements and reports. We'll start with this one. I don't have anything.
I just wanted to say the May adoption was awesome. I know it took a lot of work, extremely well organized. Really impressed. And then I went to the Friends event at the brewery on Monday, and that was great. My husband picked
I was going to complain about that.
Yeah. Right here.
I didn't have it. It was my number.
I didn't.
Debbie's fixed donation.
Yeah, my fixed donation. Anyway, I just wanted to say both those events were great.
That's it. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I don't know how much anybody knows, but I've been out. I herniated a disc 2 days before Christmas. Spent about 6 weeks in bed. Finally had surgery about 4 weeks ago. So I'm back, and as Sue said, wherever did Sue leave? Oh, she's right there. Better living do pharmaceuticals. I listened to when you said that earlier, so I agree with that. Nick didn't mention it, but the Red Cross is honoring the department at a gala. I think it's this weekend.
Saturday.
I thought about going, and I thought it was $100 a person. If the $100 was going towards animal services, I might go, but it's not, so have fun. But it's in response to how they did at the Erskine Fire, and it's a really nice write-up and everything around the news. Yes, the mega adoption was awesome. A lot of fun. I took some pictures when you guys were posing. There were several photographers. I took this several pictures, and I tried to print them. I have a 13x19 printer, and this is the biggest one that would come out without you guys looking like aliens. So I think it's just a low-quality photo that I made. So there's one, and if you want any more like that, I'll do that. While I was there, I also talked to the folks that are making the doing the sewing group, making the little beds, and they gave me a list of things that they could use for donations. I don't have the list with me, but I did take some pictures on my phone. They're probably just as bad as that. Of the kind of thread and stuff like that they need. So I'm going to hit up Friends to help pay for some of that. I mean, that's cheap, you know. So I'm going to go in that direction. I also listened to some of the other meetings, and there was some discussion about some type of grant for fostering, a fostering program. Is that ringing a bell? Somebody was going to go get trained.
Deanna went to San Francisco.
Yeah, one of our employees was put through a Maddie's Fund foster program.
Oh, Maddie's Fund, that's right, okay.
And that was in San Francisco.
Okay, and that already happened?
Yes, it was a 3-day training, and she attended it, and she brought back some really good ideas for some
Who was it?
Deanna, our
Our foster coordinator. Okay. I couldn't tell on the recording who it was. Okay, great. Yes, the Friends event was really fun, and Debbie's husband picked a car up, a ticket out for the drawing, and if he won, it was his number.
It wasn't fixed.
One of the other things that I am kind of concerned about, and I know there's something on here that talks about frequency of meetings. I guess that's the only thing, and it looks like you guys started to talk about that. I'm going to save this for next time, but I believe that we need to take a good look at the blending between Friends and the shelter. If you look at the website, there's one little tab at the very top that mentions the commission, and nowhere else on the website does it say anything about the commission, what they're for. Even in the history and mission and all that kind of stuff, it doesn't say anything about it. So I think it's kind of a 2 or 3-fold situation. We need to maybe redefine what we're doing, and in addition to that, we need to coordinate with what we're doing for the shelter and what we're doing for the board of supervisors. We're supposed to be the go-between, and I think we've gotten kind of lax. So, you know, you can tell I just got back. And Friends should be involved in all of that, too, because Friends was created by the board to be something that supports the shelter. So I think that should go in there. Also, my new email address is susanstablet@outlook.com. I'm getting rid of the KV Mom one, so if any of you still have a KV Mom one, please get rid of it. I'm still getting threads, you know, from previous emails on that old KV Mom one, and I'm missing, as I said to Debbie, I'm missing really important things about how she turned in her Form 700 and the rest of us didn't. Liz is having cataract surgery today, in case any of you didn't know that, just FYI. I'm not sure I was supposed to tell anybody that. Also, I had questions about the pet retention program, the x-ray machine, and the pet detective. We can talk about those next time. And I haven't done my Form 700, so I will. And then the last thing I want to say is where I become a Debbie Downer. I was listening to the previous meetings, and last month you guys read an email from, I don't even have the name here, Pence, who I guess it was filled with lots of bleeps, and it was kind of a nasty little email. And yet, it does sound like Animal Services followed the rules. But I have two really big concerns. One, it sounds like her concern was how she was treated. It was the customer service, the empathy, the presentation to the public. I don't know what went on, so I don't want to rag on anybody in particular, but this lady turned in her dogs for whatever reason and then felt an emotional need to get them back. Whoever was helping her, it was someone named Susan, apparently. And it wasn't me, I don't think. I don't know, drugs have been kind of heavy, but this person did not appear to be empathetic to her situation. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's just from what I read and what I was listening to. The other thing that I'm very upset about, and it's to my fellow commissioners, is that there was a decision not to reply to her email. She wrote an email to the commission. Regardless of what other activity went on, the commission should respond to that email, particularly one that was that strong and that emotionally charged. We had a situation, because when I listened to the meeting,
Janice asked, what's our protocol? And nobody had an answer. However, a previous time when something similar to this came up was when we changed all the little messages on the email and everything. We agreed that I could write a response, send it to all the commissioners, get their approval, and then send it to the person. Because we have to respond as a group, I understand that. But we should respond. We shouldn't just say, man, you know, come to the meeting, and if you don't come, then it's on you. We should respond to every email that has that kind of an emotional concern that's directed to us. So that's to my fellow commissioners. That's my opinion. And we can move on to whatever other issues we have today. And I think that's all on my list. That's good. Thank you. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer at the end, but I feel very strongly about that.
All right. Okay. On to item G, old business.
Madam Chairman, we have 3 minutes. I would suggest you table the rest of the agenda for next time.
So be it. Do I need a motion? Thank you guys for coming.
Do you?